Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you so much for listening in. I have a special guest today, Brenda Carey, who is editor-in-chief of Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine. And I've got her on the line because they just put out a very special issue that I want her to talk about. I want to kind of understand the scoop on this magazine and what's in it. So let me bring to you Brenda Carey. Brenda, how you doing?
Hi, Thomas. Thanks for having me.
So good to have you online. So tell me a little bit about this special issue that's coming out. I understand it's not the same as the other ones that have been published so far.
No, normally, the magazine is a very well-rounded, we'd like to think, compilation of all different sorts of fitness and health topics that relate to vegans. We'll have everything from yoga to kids exercise things to exercises for older people, and all different kinds of exercise programs. Whereas this issue is a special collector's issue. It's not part of the normal subscription because it's completely 100% focused on muscle building, body building for the vegan athlete, and it's called the Plant Built Muscle Issue.
Okay, so this one is just about muscle building and losing fat and stuff like that. Okay, I've got your other issue in my hand, and I guess I guess it's a little bit more well-rounded. I mean, you've got some topics about in the last issue there was a feature on a documentary about elephants, but I want to understand though what is different, because I'm looking at what you've got in the previous issue, and you've got, it looks like it's mostly exercise and fitness. What makes this one a collector's issue?
Well, of course, there's exercise and fitness in every issue, but it's not bodybuilding. This is about building serious, hardcore muscle. This is people who are competing on a professional level with their bodies sculpted to massive muscle perfection, as your body is, Thomas. And they are...
Thank you.
We're talking in there about how you can achieve that also. If that is your fitness goal, you want to put on muscle, you want to have more definition and size in your muscles, that's specifically what this issue is about. We have 15 different people who are on the Plant Built Muscle team. This is a team that was put together by bodybuilder Giacomo Marchese, who's also, been vegan for about 15 years and just got an amazing physique, and he competes. He got together a lot of different vegan bodybuilders from all over the country, and he had them all meet up in Austin, Texas for the Naturally Fit Super Show here in July, this past July. And there was actually two other vegan bodybuilders that showed up at the same competition, which was amazing to have 17 vegan bodybuilders all at one bodybuilding competition at once. Because in the past, you might find, if you were lucky, maybe two vegan bodybuilders that would show up at the same show at the same time. So this was an amazing show of vegan muscle. And the whole purpose of Giacomo pulling these people together and making such a large showing in one event was to try to play down those myths that we hear so often, that you can't build muscle on the vegan diet, that there's something about eating, healthy foods that is not conducive to making you as strong and building the size of muscle that you might want to. These people really blew that myth out of the water. We had four overall winners. We only competed in, six categories. And out of the six categories, we had four overall winners. And then we also had, in some categories, we had vegans taking both first and second place. So, they were really racking up the trophies by the end there. And really amazing climaxes happening in that event where we had Tori Washington and Derek Treesides, who both won in their weight divisions, going for the overall. And there was one other gentleman who was not vegan, so it was just the three of them up on stage doing their poses. And we have video footage of that up on our website, and it's very, very inspirational to see these amazing, massive, muscular bodybuilders just dominating. And of course, Tori Washington took the win there. He's the vegan dread. He's been vegetarian his whole life and vegan for 15 years. I know he's a good friend of yours, Thomas, and he just, you know, he's been winning contests all over the place, and this is, you know, yet another one where he has won. So that's what this issue is about. It's about really showing people that anybody who thinks that you can't build large, beautiful muscles on the vegan diet is completely wrong. Once you get a load of these people's bodies, and what's even better is that you get to look at their diet and their exercise plan, so you can, you know, pretty much duplicate it yourself. Might save you some money on hiring a trainer, at least put you in the right direction. And so a lot of these people are trainers themselves, and you might even be able to hire one of them to help you. So really, you know, if building muscle is something that you want to do, and you want to do it without harming other creatures on this planet, and, you know, being kind to the earth and all of that as a vegan, then, you know, this is giving you all the tools that you need in order to do that.
Oh, so, okay, so it's like a complete guide. So what you're saying is every member of the Plant Built team is featured in there, and they're laying out how to build from their standpoint or their opinion on how to build muscle and how to get cut?
Right. Each one of them is telling us what a typical weekly workout is like. Some of them have chosen to share with us a weekly workout when they're really bulking up and building muscle. Others have chosen to share with us a workout when they're cutting down, so you get a variation on that. And then as far as diet goes, same thing. Some have chosen to share with us the massive amounts of food and calories and protein and all the macronutrients that they're taking in when they're bulking up. And some have chosen to share with us the amazing tricks that they've learned for how to cut down and get ripped for their contest. So you're getting a full, seeing this many different people with amazing bodies, male, female, tall, short, everything, you're really getting a full picture on exactly how to do it by seeing what they did. And then you can just, you know, duplicate what they did and do it for your own body.
All right. So for each athlete, you've got the full meal plan, and you've got a workout plan too.
Exactly. Yep. And then on top of that, we also have some really awesome scientific articles, if I do say so myself, that really explain things about diet and how muscle is built that you might not have gotten the full story on before. Because other magazines, if you've ever picked up a bodybuilding magazine, you'll see it's 90% ads for supplement companies. So the editorial section is going to be very limited on what they will tell you as far as what exactly is true and false about supplements, and what exactly do you need as far as amino acids go, and do you need creatine or not, and all that sort of thing. So what we did is we did some really in-depth scientific research, and that's something that I hope that everybody realizes about Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine. It is very, very, very important to me as editor-in-chief that every scientific claim that is ever made in this magazine is backed up by tons of amazing research that everybody can agree on. We don't just get information from vegetarian or vegan sources. We seek out peer-reviewed journals. We're talking about, you know, Harvard Medicine, or we're talking about the Journal of the American Medical Association, or British Institute for Health, or something like that. Some very highly respected, world-renowned institute, when they do studies on these things, and it's reviewed by all of their peers, and they all agree, yes, this is a valid study, and it needs to be published, and people need to see this in a journal. And these journals are, you know, usually for scholarly people. Either you're going to be a scientist yourself or a professor of some sort when you access these sorts of journals. So these are not, you know, not borrowing from other magazines, and not borrowing from websites. We're not going to Wikipedia or Livestrong. These are actual scientific studies that, you know, are very highly respected that we refer to. And so we're giving you the real scoop, the real information on the science. So we went through every amino acid that your body requires to build a muscle, which is 20 of them. And 9 of them are essential amino acids. They're not direct. They're not created in the body, but you have to get them from food. And we talk about all of them. You know, if they're created in the body, how does that work? What does it do? If it's something that you get from food, what food is it in? What does it do? What happens if it's taken out of the food that it normally comes in and is put in a supplement? Does that react differently in your body? What are the downsides? What are some of the things that scientists are seeing that you should be warned about? There's some very scary stuff out there. I know there's a lot of bodybuilders that are using BCAA powders. And, you know, it's all well and good to want to get your valine, isoleucine, and leucine. those three amino acids, those are the ones that are considered the branched chain amino acids. That's fine to want to get those, but those are very high in things like soybeans. You can just eat a bunch of edamame. You've got a ton of BCAAs going into your body. And the great thing about getting it that way is that it's in combination with all the other amino acids and phytochemicals that it's supposed to be with. However, when it's taken out and it's put in supplement form and athletes are taking it in powder form, it's very isolated, they're having some really bad reactions. They're finding really high levels of Lou Gehrig's disease. There's an excitability happening in the prions in the brain that actually causes prion death. So that's cell death in your brain. So it's pretty serious. So there's a lot of information like that that I think people will find very interesting. And, of course, all of the science is listed right there. You can go and read the article for yourself. And I encourage everyone to do that. We make the articles very easy for you to look up and read the whole article if you want. But we give you the scoop on, you know, what it says and where to go to find it. And so, I mean, that's just one thing. I mean, there's things like, you know, glutamic acid. People don't realize that's very high in whey protein. Well, that's also something that causes all kinds of health problems. It causes heart disease. It causes cancer. It causes all kinds of problems. It's very low in any of your plant sources of protein. So, I mean, when people say things like, oh, whey's got an impressive amino acid profile, well, what does that really mean? Do you really understand what each of these amino acids do for your body? Do you want them all? In what quantity do you want them in? Do you want a lot of tryptophan? That might make you tired. Do you want this glutamic acid in a high quality quantity, or do you want it in a small quantity? You know, so once you start learning what each of the amino acids do, you're not going to just look at the side of the tub of your protein powder and go, looks like a whole bunch of amino acids with a bunch of numbers next to them. Wow, that's impressive. That's not really impressive if you know what the amino acids do. You're going to look at them and go, in a critical manner, oh, that amino acid, I don't necessarily want that one in a high amount, but this other one I do want in a high amount. You know, which one has these particular amino acids that I actually want? Like I say, the isoleucine, leucine, and valine, you might want in high quantities. Those are your branched chain amino acids, but you're going to get those the most from soy. So, you know, once you're knowledgeable about what all the amino acids do, it makes a big difference. So that's just one of the articles that's called Impressive Amino Acid Profile. And there's another one that explains everything about how muscle is built and the complete mechanism from when you start working out. You know, your muscles, of course, everybody knows they get torn down and they have to rebuild. But some things that you might not know is, you know, when you should eat your protein. Should you eat it before you work out? Should you eat it after you work out? Should you eat it right after you work out? Should you wait an hour? You know, there's a lot of science behind that also, that it's good to have all the information and then decide for yourself what are your goals, and is this going to, you know, if you eat your protein too fast after you work out, which a lot of people say you got to have it within 30 minutes after your workout. Well, there's a bunch of studies out there that are saying if you have the protein before you work out, it's going to be just as good. And also, if you let your body have a little bit of time to just completely rehydrate after your workout for about an hour before you eat more protein, you're actually going to have a better muscle building response because you're not all your body is trying to recover and hydrate, and now you're dumping a bunch of protein on top of it, and it's complicating the process. So anyway, there's a lot of very interesting science in this issue also. So for the nerds out there who really want to know all the details about the science and how the body works and how to really build muscle in the most advantageous way without harming yourself, I feel like this is a must-have issue. You're not going to get this information anywhere else.
Well, did you write those articles? Who wrote those articles? And they sound.
I wrote some of them. I wrote the Impressive Amino Acid Profile. That's why I'm the most knowledgeable about that one. The one about muscle building and how that works was written by Brian Akery. He's our associate editor here. And what else we have? We have John Pierre, who's an awesome trainer, and we have an article about a program that you and Tori developed for building muscle in 28 days, which I think a lot of people are going to be fascinated by how you do that, 28 days of intensity to get to your goal really fast. That's pretty awesome.
Just so you know, if you're listening, in previous episodes I talked about our 28-day vegan muscle building project, and I did a write-up on the first series of results that we experienced when we did our very first round of that. So you can check it out in this collector's issue as well. It's a very short article. I just wanted to put that out there to let everybody kind of know how we did with it. But if you want to see what the status is as of right now, you can just simply go to veganbodyrevolution.com and click on the big 28-day muscle link near the very top, and you can check it out. You can see some of the before and afters right there. But this is fascinating, Brenda. I had no idea that you had such had these articles in there. I mean, so you've got an article on should you take creatine? You got another one on amino acids. You got another one on how muscle is built, and you've got the full workout and meal plan regimens of all of the entire plant built team. Am I right?
That's right. That's, and then there's recipes. You can
recipes.
Thank you.
Recipes. Okay.
Yeah. That's how to make your own protein bars. I mean, have you ever looked at the ingredients on the side of your protein bars? I mean, sometimes it's pretty scary. So
sure.
If you want to, you know, play around with the ingredients for your specific results, maybe you want a little less sugar because you're trying to cut and you're trying to, you know, get ripped. You're not, you know, you're getting ready for competition. You know, you want to keep your protein levels up to a good amount, but you don't want to have all of, you know, everything necessarily coated with chocolate and caramel. Okay. But, you know, of course, so you create a nice, wholesome, healthy bar, you can always coat it in chocolate if you want to. We give that as an option to you. We tell you how to do that in a healthy way, too. But if you want to just have it be like a whole grain, you know, barley, oat, you know, nice it's a whole food bar that's, you know, really good for you and also very, very high in protein. We tell you how to do that. It's simple. Little recipe. And then we have another recipe for if you want to throw some protein powder in and go that route, you know, you can do that too. So either way, whether you want to do all whole foods or you want to go ahead and use the protein powders. Huh. And then, yeah, like I said, we show you how to make a healthy chocolate sauce. So, you know, gives you more power, more control over what it is you're ingesting.
That is so cool. Okay, so you got a protein bar creation article in that issue. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Okay, God. Yeah. How do people get their hands on this issue?
They go to vhfmag.com. That's the Vegan Health and Fitness website. And go in where it says subscribe, and that's where all the information is about all of our issues. And they can order this issue by itself. They can subscribe to the magazine if they want to get this on a regular basis. We have just gone from quarterly to bi-monthly, so our next issue will be November, December, and from now on it'll be 6 issues a year. So there's always stuff like this, recipes like these that I'm telling you about, and there's always a portion of the magazine that's devoted to bodybuilding, although it's not the only focus in most of the issues. But this particular issue is all bodybuilding, and so if you want that, that's the plant-built muscle issue, and you just order it on the website very easily.
Okay, so hfmag.com, and right. they can order now. They can order that, just that issue, if they wanted that, or they can subscribe to an entire year. Do they save money if they do a full year subscription or something?
Yes, there is a discount. It's normally $4.99 each, so that would be, what does that come to, five times like $30 a year. But if you order a subscription, you get it for $19.99. These magazines are all available in Whole Foods Market. They're in Barnes & Noble. They're in just about every major health food chain. If there's an Earth Fair or a Sprouts or a Mother's Market or one of those anywhere near you, you know, besides Barnes & Noble, also in Books A Million and Chapters and Indigo bookstores in Canada. And with the November, December issue coming out, we're going to be in a lot more stores. We're going to be in some Publix and some CVS stores and, you know, more of these mainstream grocery stores all over the country, and we're also going international, so we're going to be in the WH Smith stores and a few other stores in the UK. We're going to be in Australia. We're going to be in New Zealand. We're even going to be in Spain and Germany.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. So
is it going to be printed in, like, Spanish and in German, or will it still be English?
It's all English, and I thought that was fascinating because I was like, I didn't even know that there was a large enough English-speaking population there, but they said, oh, yes, there is, and the way that our distributor goes about, you know, getting orders is, you know, they do a lot of demographic research first, and they speak to a lot of people who are in the area and, of course, the people who work at the stores and that sort of thing, and they have a, you know, very strong belief that it's going to be a big seller in those areas. And, you know, I was surprised because I thought we were just going to get into all the English-speaking countries. But apparently there's a pretty big vegan population in those countries. And actually, we have an article coming up in the November-December issue about this awesome marathon that was just run in Germany. And there's going to be another vegan marathon coming up in Germany not too long. I posted that on Facebook just recently. But there's a lot of interesting stuff going on all over the world right now involving veganism and fitness. And that is one reason why I'm really glad to say that the magazine is going global, and we want each issue to have a very global perspective. We're going to bring you information not just about what's going on in the United States and, you know, bodybuilders and yoga people here that might inspire you, but there are people all over the world doing amazing things, ultramarathons, and Fiona Oaks comes to mind in the UK. Got an amazing article about her that's going to be in the November-December issue, and she just completed a world record-breaking feat where she completed a different marathon in every continent in the world. And this is the same woman who just completed a marathon in the North Pole and won it, and competed in a marathon in the Sahara Desert. So she's pretty badass. She's amazing. So every issue we have people who, you know, no matter what your sport is, I mean, I don't do ultra marathons, but when I read about people doing stuff like that, I can't help but get goosebumps and be inspired and want to go do whatever it is that I'm going to do in my personal athletic stuff that day, just a little bit harder, just a little bit stronger, thinking about them and what they've accomplished. It inspires you, you know, to want to be better in whatever you're doing.
Heck yeah. Oh man. Oh, that's so cool. So that's coming out in the November-December issue of yes. Vegan Health and Fitness magazine. Okay, awesome. I'm excited for that. I mean, speaking of marathons, we're going to be doing a special feature pretty soon in a couple weeks with endurance athletes. So we've already got Matt Frazier, who's going to be coming up. He's from nomeatathlete.com. We've got Rich Roll, and we're looking to get Brendan Brazier on the interview schedule as well. And speaking of Germany, this is exciting that you're going international, because we're going to have an interview with Strongmen. We're going to be interviewing Germany's strongest man right now, Mr. Hi. Patrick. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but sounds like a pretty cool
Bauman.
Guy. Can't wait. Yeah, can't wait to do that interview.
I know and, him.
You know Mr. Patrick? I haven't met him yet. We've just been communicating back and forth over the internet, but I'm really, mm-hmm. really excited to learn how he sets world records in weightlifting on a vegan diet. That's going to be kick butt. And
Yeah, he's going to be featured in Vegan Health and Fitness magazine also. He's a really amazing, inspirational guy. And we've featured Johnny Pullman in the past, and he is also a strong man. And he just actually moved to Germany, and I believe he's from the UK. But there's a lot going on in Germany right now. And the fact that Patrick is the number one, you know, ranked strongest man in the whole country of Germany, which, I mean, if you see those guys throwing those gigantic logs and mm-hmm. throwing kegs up over their head and lifting cars and stuff like that, I mean, that is no small accomplishment, being the strongest guy in that kind of an atmosphere. So that's, and he's doing it all on a plant-based diet, and he's been plant-based for years and years. So yeah, he's pretty inspirational, definitely.
I should give my buddy a call. I'm good friends with Bill Kazmaier. He was a former World Strongest Man. You see him on ESPN doing the metrics World Strongest Man. He's the commentator and the host usually of that show. I gotta get his take on what he thinks about vegan strongmen. I think that might be an interesting show, because then I can secretly on the other line without him knowing. I can have Patrick there, and then I can, if he tries to talk crap about vegan, I can. Bust him, pull him out. Like, well, all right. Here to defend what you seem to believe against vegan, I've got Patrick, Germany's strongest man, right here. Oh, that's awesome. Great. Brenda, thanks so much for sharing. I mean, I got to say, I didn't want you to have to give everything away that's in the magazine, but hopefully it sounds like there's a whole lot more than what you just mentioned, too.
There's more that you know, there's more recipes, there's more workouts, there's more inspirational people than I even had a chance to mention here. This is definitely, like I said, a must-have issue if you're a plant-based person or you're interested in plant-based wellness and you want muscle. This magazine will help you get there. So looking forward to hearing feedback from lots of people too on what they think of it, because I think everybody's going to love it.
All right, that's awesome.
Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we have a lot of international listeners, too. We have folks in Spain, Mexico, I mean, all over Europe, and especially in Australia. What will you be – will this be – let me ask you this. Okay, so if you live out of the United States, can you still order a copy of this and have it shipped?
Yes. The shipping is a little bit more expensive, of course, because it has to come from a longer distance, but – you know, we think it's worth it. And also, this issue is not going to be on the shelves in those countries, unfortunately. So the only way they're going to be able to get it is by having it mailed, which we, you know, we have a lot of international subscribers and we do a lot of international mailing. So well for that. But I also want to assure everybody internationally that we're constantly working on ways to get those shipping prices down. And we have plans to do some printing and local mailing in places such as Australia and the UK in the next upcoming year or so. So the prices for that sort of thing will be coming down. But I don't want you guys to wait until then to start getting in on all the good information that we have, especially in this bodybuilding issue that you won't be able to get otherwise. So, yeah, definitely encourage you to go ahead. All the information that you would need to know about the shipping to your specific location is online.
I'm looking at something right here, Brenda. Okay, so I'm looking at your website, and it says international $49 a year. So does that mean anywhere in the world it's $49
That's
a year? Oh, wow. Okay, so they can have the print issue for $49, and that means all issues that you print out for the next year, they can have for less than $50. And then and it says here that you've got a digital version of it too, so that's only $17.99 for an entire year, and you can get all the issues, including the collector's edition. You can get that too digitally?
Yes, everything's available digitally. The digital issue of the collector's issue has not been completely finished at this moment, so it's not available quite yet, but it will be very soon. And another way to keep in touch with what's going on with stuff like that is if you like us on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter. I'm constantly making announcements, which I don't abuse. Just want you to know I'm not an over-announcer, but I do let everybody know when something new is available and, you know, where you can get it and how much and all of that good stuff to keep you on track.
All right. Fantastic. So if you want to connect with Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine on Facebook, Brenda, what do they have to search for in the keyword search?
Well, the Vegan Health and Fitness Mag is our, I guess, handle. Is that what they call it?
All right. So there you go. So Vegan Health and Fitness, M-A-G. And you'll be able to find the magazine Facebook fan page right there. And you can keep up on all the latest updates.
That's right.
All right. Very cool. Well, Brenda, thank you so much for sharing. I'm pretty psyched to get my hands on a copy of this issue. It's going to be I want to read your article and all the stuff that's in it. And what's cool is we've been also interviewing all the plant built members. Well, a lot of them, the ones that have made themselves available. It's been great. But I can get the rest of the scoop from the other members in your issue. So I'm totally stoked about that. So anyway, you heard it, folks. Go to vhfmag.com, get yourself a copy or a subscription of Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine, and especially get your hands on that collector's edition article magazine issue, because it certainly is a collector's edition, because that, I guess, it's the very first publication that really showcases something or an event that made history in the vegan fitness world, where more than 15 competitors came in and just completely dominated a bodybuilding competition, physique competition here in Austin, Texas. So the all the details are right there. So cool. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Brenda. And what we got coming up, guys, is we've got a ladies only edition of the Vegan Body Revolution show. You're going to be hearing from some of the top physique competitors in the vegan arena, and I'm going to tell you that most of them are from the plant built team. You're going to learn exactly how they work out, what they eat meal by meal, so that you can look hot, sexy, lean, tone, and strong on a 100% plant-based diet. So watch out for that sometime next week. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.